Hi, I'm Lucy, and this is the latest Emma's Diary podcast on C-sections. And today I'm talking about hints and tips for your C-section and what to expect before, during and after. So I have two children, Erin, who is 6, and Neve, who is 2. I had a vaginal birth with Erin and a C-section with my second daughter, Neve. I'll be honest, when I found out I was going to have a section, I was a little bit gutted. Not because I didn't appreciate people have sections or was anti-section or anything like that. I just literally had this idea in my head of this lovely water birth. So when I found out that I was going to have an elective section as Neve was breech, I was a little bit gutted and absolutely terrified. The thought of having a C-section itself terrified me. I didn't like the thought of the procedure, the spinal. I hated the thought of being away from my eldest, who I'd literally never had a day apart from overnight before. And I hate the thought of a longer recovery period, you know, with another child at home. This was my second child. I thought it would be really hard to have a toddler and a baby after a C-section. So all those things just seemed a little bit overwhelming for me. And I got myself quite anxious and quite concerned about the section itself. In hindsight, actually, the section was quite an incredibly calm experience and nothing like I imagined. But I think before the section, I really struggled to find any real advice or tips about what to expect. And therefore, I just had no idea what was coming and I found it all very daunting. So hopefully this post will help provide some hints and tips and insights into what you can expect from your C-section. Just as a reminder, I'm not a medical professional, so these are just examples from my own personal experience, but I hope you find them useful. So first things first, before your section, you'll get invited for a pre-operative assessment with your midwife team, and this is a great opportunity to discuss any specific concerns or worries that you might have. I, for example, have a sick phobia. I'm a emetophobic, which means that not only do I hate the thought of being sick, which you can sometimes get from having anaesthetic, I also struggle with taking tablets. Now, before you have your section, you are meant to take a tablet called ranitidine, and that is to stop stomach acid during the procedure. And you're normally given tablets to take the night before your procedure. And obviously, I was concerned that given the size of those tablets that I just wouldn't be able to take them because with a sick phobia, I hate taking any kind of medication. So I discussed this with the midwife and she was able to give me a soluble solution instead. So my personal needs were met through discussion with the midwife team. You can also discuss any allergies you might have, previous anaesthetics you've experienced, and they'll go through the risks of the procedure with you as well. And you'll probably be given an MRSA swab and some blood tests if you haven't already had them. I found the pre-op actually really useful because it put a lot of my concerns at ease. And I realised that actually any birth is risky and that a C-section is necessarily no more risky than a normal vaginal birth as well. I think one of my biggest concerns when I heard that I was having a section was that I would not be in control of my daughter's birth. I think with a vaginal birth, I felt like I had some element of control. I had written a birth plan and I had this, I guess, misconception that with a section, I wouldn't be able to have a birth plan. And actually, that's not the case at all. You still can have a birth plan. You can still write down what your wishes are. So, for example, you can have the curtain up or the curtain down. You can ask for immediate skin to skin when the baby's born. You might want music on in the background. You might prefer silence. You might want to ask for delayed cord clamping, all those kind of things. You can still note them down and discuss them with your team. As with any birth, there's no guarantees that those things will happen because obviously things can change quite quickly and the baby and your safety comes first. But you can still outline your wishes and make them aware of what you would like to happen in your ideal scenario. When you have your section, you'll be given a cut-off time the night before, after which you're not allowed to eat or drink anything other than sips of water. So my advice would be to stop and have your last meal as late as you possibly can the night before you go to bed. So maybe eating at like 10:30, a bowl of cereal or something. This is because obviously you may be waiting around for quite some time for your section time to come through and it can be pretty hungry waiting for that appointment. So it doesn't feel quite so painful if you've eaten as late as you possibly can into your time slot. On that point, take entertainment, because usually you'll be asked to go in early on the day of your procedure and there can be up to 5 or 6 procedures booked in on the same day, so you might be in for a bit of a wait. Emergency sections like mine ended up being when I went into spontaneous labour a week early can also bump your place in the queue. So unless you want to spend ages chatting to your overexcited, impatient, an incredibly annoying partner in my case, then take some distractions like iPads, magazines, games, whatever it is that will keep your mind focused on something else and not focused on the fact that you're sitting around waiting for your baby to arrive. During the section itself then, try and stay as calm as you can, and this is obviously easier said than done, but you'll be asked to sit on the edge of the bed when they do the spinal and you have to stay as still as possible. I found that I squeezed the midwife's hand as tightly as I possibly could. My partner hadn't arrived yet because I drove myself to hospital as I thought it was a false alarm, and it wasn't. And Mike had fell back asleep and hadn't got to the hospital yet. But that's another story for another day. But my point is, I was on my own and I was a bit scared. So I squeezed her hand to like an inch of its life. And she was so lovely and supportive and kept me really calm. So they will help you stay calm. They are there to support you and help look after you. So please don't worry about asking for their assistance. If your partner is there, squeeze their hand as punishment for getting you into the state in the first place. If you start to feel sick or shaky during the procedure, which you can do, then tell them. They can give you an intravenous drip, which will help combat any feelings of nausea. In my case, that was really important because if I started to feel sick, I would have got incredibly anxious and that would have made the experience somewhat different. Whilst you won't feel any pain after you've had your spinal, you will feel some tugging and pulling and movement as I take out your baby. And I found that a bit surprising. I wasn't really expecting that. It's a weird sensation to feel the bed moving slightly as they're doing it, but it doesn't hurt and you just have to roll with it and accept that that's obviously an important part of the process. Ask questions, because just because you can't see what's happening doesn't mean you haven't got the right to be kept informed. I asked them to talk through the steps as they were going through them, and my partner was able to tell me what was happening and when the baby's head was coming out and that kind of thing. So I found that really, really helpful. After your section probably is the most important part because the recovery process can be quite crucial. I was amazed actually during the process itself how calm the experience had been, and actually said that when I got back into the recovery room with my baby in my arms, it all felt kind of surreal and it was all very quick. I think the whole procedure was over in about 30 or 40 minutes. Obviously your legs are quite numb for quite a while after your baby's been born, and it can feel a little bit strange when the movement and the feeling starts to come back, because I found myself wanting to bend my knees a lot and kind of shift my legs around the bed. Just bear in mind that that's perfectly normal. It takes a little while for them sensations to become normal again, I suppose, that feeling to become normal again. You will be encouraged to get up and move around as soon as you possibly can after you get back to the ward. And the chances are you'll be terrified doing this because you're going to be concerned that you'll split your wound open. Trust me, you won't. I think the body is an incredible thing. You just need to be cautious and tentative and just take those steps very gently in the first instance. At first, you'll have a catheter, so you haven't got to worry about going to the toilet. But after a while, this will be removed and you'll be asked to take your first wee as soon as possible. Drink lots of water, as it can take a while for your bladder to kickstart again. And I think having that first wee is essential before you're allowed to go home. So having as much chance of that making that happen, the better. Getting out of the bed can be a little bit tricky. Obviously, your body will feel a little bit strange and you will need your partner's support to get up and shift around the bed. Using the bed's electronic functions can help raise and lower the mattress. That is really useful. And the midwives are also on hand to help lift your baby in and out of the cot should you need them. My hospital actually had like a little rope ladder thing that you tied to the end of the bed and could gradually pull yourself up on. So if you're not offered one, maybe worth asking, as chances are that's a fairly common thing. I cannot accentuate enough the need for big pants. Now, big pants, I mean big pants. So ideally you want knickers that go up and over your C-section so they don't rub on the crucial spot. And you can buy special post-section underwear, but I actually bought some plain black briefs from the supermarket in a larger size than I would normally wear, and they were just the ticket. You just basically want to go for comfort, so wear loose-fitting pyjamas or a nightdress and avoid having anything that rubs on the area where your C-section wound is. You might experience a little bit of trapped wind, which again is fairly common, unfortunately, after the procedure, and that can actually cause pain in your abdomen, but also pain in your shoulders, which is really random, but just kind of the way it works out. Peppermint tea can really help with this, or sucking on mints, anything that kind of like help remove that wind. So shifting around in the bed and having a little bit of a walk around can also help ease the symptoms. You may be sent home with compression stockings to wear, which are not at all sexy, but reduce the risk of blood clots. Embrace them. It's not for long. They're not attractive, particularly in summer, but you know, it's all part and parcel of making sure that you're looking after your health after having a baby. You might also be given blood thinning injections called Clexane, which you have to inject into yourself. And at first this might seem terrifying, particularly if you are a bit scared of needles, but you can get someone to do it for you, and actually it's a very quick and easy process. It can sting a little bit, but I found that by rubbing in a circular motion after I'd injected, it would help disperse any stinging sensation that I might have and prevented it from bruising. I became a bit of a pro because I was on mine for quite a long time. So yeah, you get used to them. It's not as bad as it might seem. On the journey home, I would recommend taking a big pillow, like a V pillow, to put over your bump, as you will probably feel every little bump in the road and every twist and turn Avoid speed bumps like the plague, because you'll want to punch your partner in the face if he goes over them too fast. That's exactly what happened to me, and it wasn't pleasant. So just be very careful. Take your painkillers regularly and keep those in your system so that they can cope with the journey back as well. As for the recovery itself, don't try and do too much too soon. Listen to your body and accept help where you can, particularly if you're like me and stubborn and want to be independent. Every section is different, so there's no specified time frame where you might start to feel normal again, but just take it easy. Don't expect miracles, and remember that you have had quite a major operation and that you need to be kind to yourself. Finally, I would say keep an eye on your C-section wound, and if you have any signs of infection at all, then go to the doctors and get yourself checked out. If it becomes very hot or red or starts weeping, then obviously that is cause for concern. Go back and speak to your midwife or the doctor team to make sure that that's okay. Finally, my last point would be, don't get hung up on the fact that it's not the birth you might have hoped for. So I think many people that have sections can be all like, oh, it's not a real birth, it's not the birth I wanted. And actually, do you know what? It's 30 minutes and your baby is with you in your arms. And actually, when I compare my 36-hour labour to my 30-minute C-section experience, actually, they both have their challenges, they both have their pros and cons. But it was a much calmer process than I ever thought it would be. And the recovery was far less severe than I expected as well. So just embrace the fact that your baby's been born, because that is the most important part. I hope you found those tips helpful. As I say, go and have a read, find out what you can about C-sections. Enjoy welcoming your baby to the world. And I hope that your experience goes well. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye.